Well, good morning. This is the Taz and Paula Show, and I'm Paula Nunes.
And I'm Taz Powers.
Well, today we are so lucky to have Dale Walker with us.
Right. He is part Native American, and he descended from the Cherokee tribe. Guess what, Paula? My great-grandfather was Cherokee.
Oh.
My great-great-great-grandfather was Cherokee.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, Dale Walker, he is an elder in the Spirit Horse Medicine Society. Paula, tell us more about him.
Well, he's the author of the Crystal Book, the Crystal Healing Book, co-author of the Crystal Source Book, and has finished, soon to be published, let me see if I can pronounce this right, Crystal Therapy, and is presently writing another book, Physics of Emotion. He has written a series of articles on alternative therapies for the 1010 Daily News in Hong Kong. He is recently the guest editor for Insight Magazine in Australia and now writes a monthly column. Now, Dale is a favorite of the media. He has appeared in over 500 radio and TV shows in 9 different countries. He has been the subject of news specials on ABC, CBS, Canada, CBS, CNN, and NBC. And he has been involved with Crystal Skull Research since 1986. And actually was a part of the team of researchers who went to Canada and worked with Mitchell Hedges' skull.
Hmm.
Yeah, and he's been the keeper of the guardian, they say, of a rainbow, an ancient crystal skull. Now, are you still traveling with the crystal skull at this time, Dale?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I, by the way, I'm very much impressed by that biography. It was really something.
Do you know that person?
I'm just thinking, my God, did I do all that? I couldn't believe it.
Well, are you...
Just for your partner, I would say OCO.
OCO.
In Cherokee, that means hello.
Oh, hello.
OCO.
Now, have you learned something new, Taz? Well,
I don't know if you want to learn that, but I just had to throw it in.
She might be currently working with the equipment at the studio.
Right.
So are you currently traveling with the skulls now at this time?
Yeah, more than I have in the past, because it's become quite intriguing around the world. People are really interested in crystal skulls, and of course the Indiana Jones movie didn't hurt anything.
No, it really made the crystal skulls popular.
Well, it brought the whole subject out to the public.
Now, how have you had time to work on books with all this traveling?
I've got a project in mind right now by which I can generate an extra 6 hours per day. It's called Doing Without Sleep.
Uh-oh. We know how that is.
No, actually, I'm an Aquarian, and I can do more than one thing at one time, which is fortunate. And so in the midst of the preparing for travel, I'm going to Mexico in a week. I'll be there for a couple of weeks. I go there at least twice a year. And then preparing for manuals or working on manuals for workshops that I'll be doing in England next year. And also in Canada. In between that, I try to be a husband, a father, and a grandfather at the same time. Tain't easy.
Wow, you've got a busy life there. Now, when you go to Mexico, are you taking people on tours, or what do you do when you go to Mexico?
No, actually, I teach classes in energy healing, which is what crystallotherapy is. It's a system of working with energy for very rapid healing changes. Pain reduction as little as 10 minutes.
Now, I took a crystal class from you years ago when you were in the Bay Area, and your book that I have is Tattered and Torn. I use it as a resource all the time.
Which one do you have, the second or the first book?
I believe it's the first book. It's the book
the
that
pink
you...
ones.
Right. It's on your website.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
So... I really learned a lot from your workshop, and I use all the different designs. And can you explain a little bit about your classes that you teach?
Well, yeah. First of all, let's understand the simplicity of healing, and it really is. When something blocks the flow of energy to the cells can't regenerate themselves, and they begin basically to die. When that happens, of course, this body doesn't want to happen, that to happen, and so sends out a signal that there's a problem and it needs energy to come in so it can do the repair, and this signal is called pain. If you can get energy, if the body has enough energy and it hears a signal, it will bring energy into the area and then it will repair it and the pain will stop. Now, this is normal for everybody. In natural healing, what we attempt to do is to trigger the immune system of the body to accept and use energy that we provide in various different ways. What I have found out is that I have methods by which I can amplify the normal energy that would be available, so it's maybe 50 or 100 times what it would normally be. And because of that extra power, it gives me much more speed and intensity to cause a healing change to take place. Most energy healing systems today will take anywhere from 45 minutes to an hour to reduce physical pain. And we can do the same thing in 5 to 10 minutes.
Now, are you using crystals to do this?
When I first taught you, I think, I'm not sure, was I using the Wheel of Life at that time?
Yes.
Okay. The system is very simple. We use two power tools. One is a quartz crystal. It's been known and proven for a long time that quartz crystals have energy properties that otherwise we wouldn't be doing this radio program. But what has become recognized is it does have the effect of working on the electronic system of the human body. It amplifies the processes. We also use another tool called the Wheel of Life, which is a special pendant that's designed in a geometric form and activated and programmed to generate a tremendous amount of energy, maybe 50 times that of the crystal. Then the third tool we use is called a prayer called the Light Invocation, and it says, I invoke the light of God within. I'm a clear and perfect channel. Light is my guide. With those three tools, and that's it, it doesn't require a lot of colored stones. It doesn't require a lot of prayers. It doesn't require a lot of visualization. It doesn't require any of that. Just those three tools, we can do major healing results in a very short period of time.
Do you do it over the phone, too?
Yes, I can do it, but once again, I can teach people how to use the prayer. I can teach people how to place their hands, but they have to have the amplifiers if they're going to do the work the way that I taught you. You need to have a wheel of life, and you need to have a crystal.
So if somebody is taking, this just went through my head as you were talking, if somebody's taking pain medication to stop the pain, they're actually, seems to me like they're stopping the healing process also.
Well, do you know what pain medicines do? Basically, they block the signal
right
from the cells to the immune system, and you don't feel the pain because there's no signal. However, that signal's there for a reason. It's there saying, help, I'm dying, help me out. If the immune system doesn't hear the signal, what's it going to do?
It doesn't go there. I mean, it doesn't
help. So the
help.
problem gets worse, doesn't get better. If there's a person's on a continual process of pain removers or pain reduction medicine, the probability is their problem is accelerating or their health is declining. Now, bear in mind, let's get something clear. I'm not a medical doctor, so I can't say that as a doctor. I'm saying that as a healer. My experience is if a person is always on pain medicine without any other thing to do to help them out, then probably they're deteriorating.
So when you're working on someone and you're creating this energy to be at a higher vibration, does that sometimes increase the pain? Because I would think that could happen because your body is bringing
more energy. That's an interesting question because We have noticed occasionally that that happens. However, the amount of time in which the pain comes forward or is increased is a very short period of time, about a minute to 2 minutes maximum. At that point in time, the pain just disappears. And what I think is going on is that for long-term problems, there is quite an energy lock in an area. I mean, it's been there for a long time. It's been held in place for a long time. So the muscles are locked into a position. When you send energy into that area, the muscles begin to relax and they begin to let go. But the resistance of letting go is called a pain. Once you continue the process within maximum, I've never seen it go longer than 2 minutes, that the muscles let go, the pain disappears.
Wow, that's fast.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's the point I'm making. It isn't that my system is better than other energy healing systems, although I think it is. It's certainly as good as anything else around. But we have a special bonus called the power tools. When we have something that can amp up the energy that we're working with, the healing energy can be amped up 50 times, guess what? Things are going to happen really fast.
Do people ever go through what they call healing crisis?
In my experience, it happens occasionally when we're doing healing on a person where they're really starting to get really heavy reactions. And invariably, that's a time when the body is beginning to reject the toxins stored in the body. If the individual can take hot baths or steam, or if they can do limited exercise or something to sweat the toxins out of the body, that stops.
So you're actually detoxing at the same time as the healing work is happening, sounds like.
If you're telling the body to go to balance, what's it going to do about toxins?
Get rid of it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can't be in balance if it has toxins in it.
Hopefully it does it with ease instead of a lot of pain.
Well, in our experience, as a matter of fact, our system really works very well with people who are undergoing chemo treatment for cancer, chemo and radio treatment. We don't talk about whether you should or shouldn't do it. That's between you and your doctor. But the side effects of radio and chemotherapy is very strong, very powerful, very painful. What we have noticed is that if an individual has continual crystallotherapy healing treatments, it modifies and almost eliminates the side effects from the chemo and radiotherapy, which make it an excellent complementary process.
So that means the circulation is still viable and still on a regular basis instead of their veins being squashed?
I have no idea physiologically what happens. I can tell you for a fact that when we work on people who are under chemotherapy, the side effects of chemotherapy are minimalized, if not eliminated. How that works physiologically, I'm not sure because I haven't checked that.
Well, chemo actually kills some of the good immune system at the same time as it's killing the cancer.
That's correct. So what if you have something that stimulates your immune system in a positive way to counter those bad effects? Wouldn't that be good?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, I'm assuming that's what happens because people tell me they don't have the numbing, the burnness, the nausea that they have normally as a result of it, and they're able to sleep through the night, which is really quite remarkable for anybody who's under treatment.
What is this?
They don't sleep well.
Dale, what is this tool like?
Pardon? Say it again.
What is your tool like?
The Wheel of Life, look at it as a circle. It looks like a wheel. It's got a stone in the center, has spokes, six spokes on the outside, leading up to stones on the rim. The stones on the rim are garnets. Well, they're red stone. Stone in the middle is an emerald. And silver, it's garnets and an emerald. In gold, it's rubies and emerald. Now, that's the basic form of it, cast in either sterling silver or 14, 18, or 22 karat gold. The process then, we start to use a thing where we're working to activate sacred geometry. Geometry is basically a visual expression of energy. If you might think about it, energy, the science of energy is physics. The language of energy is mathematics. The graphics of energy is what we're working with when we're working with this. Because every time when we're working with the energy, we're looking at creating a change. And this geometry that we have, the hexagon in this case, once it's activated, it has the ability to bring in from some source, and I assume it's the universal source of energy. It brings in a bioenergy charge, which we can measure and photograph look at even with new tools that are coming up. So what we're looking at is the geometry of it alone generates this energy flow from somewhere. There's no doubt that it's there. There's no doubt we can prove it and show it and measure it. But what we're looking at is, what else can you do with it? And what I have found is a method by which I can program this device, like programming a quartz crystal, programming a computer for that matter. When you program a computer, you're actually activating a crystal inside it in the operating chip. Well, basically, I program the computer of this wheel so that it causes a command to be given to the person who's you're touching or the person who's working with it or wearing it. And one of the things it does is it tells the immune system to go into balance.
And you can actually make a large wheel around your house.
Yeah, you could make a wheel. They have them all over the United States. They're called medicine wheels.
Right, because after I took your class, I'm in another house now, but it just reminds me I should do that the house I have now, because I did it in my house in the Bay Area.
You took an energy grid system class.
Yeah.
Then, didn't
you? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, what we found is that we can take stones and put them in geometric forms, and we can place them in different areas, and we generate an energy field wherever they're placed. So they could be put in a room, they could be put underneath a bed, a treatment table. I like, for instance, I've got a little stand that I put my shoes on at night, and I have a grid underneath that, and it energizes my shoes. So when I wear them the next day, the energy in my shoes comes up through my feet into my body and lets me walk easier.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So,
I didn't realize you could program material objects like that.
Well, the thing that you can do with a grid is you can program, just like I programmed this wheel, you can program the grid to do what you want to achieve, and it works directly on the immune system, or I should say the subconscious mind / immune system of the human body.
And if you put a grid around your house, that keeps good energy in and bad energy out.
Well, it certainly is called a protection grid, and we certainly can do that as well.
Yes.
Bear in mind, the stuff that I'm giving you now is a result of research and practice and testing, constant testing, for over 30 years. So it is time-tested and absolutely works.
Now,
as you found out in the class.
Yes, it sure does. And then for our listening audience, how did you first start in this, finding out this process with the crystals, and how did you first start the work?
Oh, Lord. January 21st, 1975, I woke up and it was my 40th birthday, and I sit there thinking, well, here I am in the midpoint of my life. I've done what they asked me to do. I'm a successful businessman and contractor. The good upper middle class life, the home, the kids, the cars, the dogs, the cats. I've got it all, and I'm not happy. I don't feel like I'm doing what I should be doing in my life, and I don't even know what that means. But within a couple of days, I met a man at a psychic fair in San Francisco who gave me a reading was so powerful. I went to his home later, a month later, and I had a full-scale reading. And he told me things about my life that no, like my family knew, but which turned out to be true. One of the things he said I had was a certain amount of healing and psychic ability, which could have fooled me. But then the next thing is he said he had over on a shelf some crystals, and I was so curious I asked him about them, and he said they were a source of power and told me over a rock shop where I could go get one and play with it for myself. So I did that, and I began to have very interesting energy experiences. I found that I could place that directly on somebody's body and their pain would go away. And I went around asking all kinds of people, how does this work? And I asked for physicists and doctors and priests and ministers and saying, you know, how does this work? And they say, well, we don't know. And so I realized I had something unusual. I began to explore it, taking classes in parapsychology because they seemed to be the only people who knew anything about healing. Certainly the churches didn't. So as I did this, I opened up my own inner channel and connected to my own teachers, my healing and spiritual masters, who began to teach me about energy and healing and crystals. And that hasn't stopped. That's still open today. That's the short version. The long version takes a whole weekend to teach.
So I'm sure that as you go along your path and your journey, that you're learning something new all along, I mean, each
Absolutely.
Step of the way.
That's the beauty of being in a channel position where you have inner teachers. Their information and their knowledge is limitless, and I'm the only one that limits it. How much will I open up to? How much will I accept? How much will I sit down in quiet time just listening instead of getting busy, busy, busy and doing all the things of my life? I always have to set aside some time for spirit time so that I can listen and they'll teach me.
So it's like a ritual that you do each day?
Well, not as often, not every day as I should, but yes, that's what I would do. It's called meditation.
And do you have a journal beside you so you can write things down as you receive them?
I have things called notepads where copies of it hopefully go into a file, and if not, go scattered everywhere.
Oh, I
am an Aquarian. I'm not like my wife. You know, she's organized. I'm not. But thank God I married somebody who is organized, and that makes all the difference in the world.
That really helps.
It sure does.
I write things down on old envelopes as I think of them.
Or any other scrap of paper you have, because no matter how many pads you buy, somehow they're not around when you want them.
Right.
Am I right?
Right, exactly. I have
you sound like you could be, you must have some Aquarian in you somewhere.
An Aquarian moon.
There you go. No wonder. All your emotions are going to be scattered and all held over the place.
Well, you know what, Dale, why don't you tell us about the wheel of life pendant? Is that something that, I mean, is it, you actually have a pendant or?
Yes, that's the circular one I mentioned. It looks like a wheel.
Mm-hmm.
It has six spokes onto it, and on the outer rim are red stones. The inner stone is a green garnet and emerald for silver. Basically, what this thing is it is a geometric energy grid process where the stones are placed in a geometric shape and activated. But into it also I've put special programs that tell the immune system to do very specific things. One thing, for instance, it says be centered and grounded. And it gives another one that decreases stress. Another one increases mental activity. Another one activates and increases creativity. Another one was psychic ability and sensitivity. There are a whole series of programs inside this thing. Basically, all of them are saying one thing in general. All systems go into balance. And when you put one around your neck, which is what most people will wear it as a protective shield and as immune system stimulator, when you put it around your neck, within minutes you begin to feel relaxed and calm, no matter how stressed you are, because it's working to reduce that emotional stress inside you. And then when you have the need to use it for yourself or for other people, you take it off your neck and put it in one hand, pull out your crystal and put it in the other hand, remembering this little prayer, the light invocation, and you can do wonders. It's that simple.
Wow. Wow. So in your healing classes, you actually have people practicing this, I'm sure.
Absolutely. How else are you going to learn? Well, I say I also teach an occasional time. I teach a week-long class when I have enough people to do it. That's where we come in every single day and do this for a week, 8 hours a day. At that time, after the third day, where people have the basic processes, we open up the place for 2 hours a day to be an open clinic. We bring people in from the outside who have physical problems, and the students work on them quite successfully.
Now, the book that's just being published, Crystal Therapy?
Crystal Therapy, yeah.
Is that what that's all about? That
it's the workbook, basically, for the whole system, yeah.
Now, can someone buy the pendant from your website?
Yes, they can.
And do you program each one individually?
I do. Myself and my wife, we do the programming. I have to make sure that if anything happens to me, then this continues, because this is too important.
Wow. So is the pendant, is it a kind of a plastic or something?
Oh, no. It's cast sterling silver in the shape of a wheel, having six spokes, an outer rim, an inner hub, and stones are on the hub and the end of the spokes on the rim of the wheel.
Now, you have a website. Do you have a picture of that where people can
see
it? Yes,
I do. www.crystalawareness.com.
Okay, and where would they go to see that?
Pardon?
Where would they go to see the pendant?
You mean on the website?
Yeah. Crystalawareness.com. If they look on it, they'll see Wheel of Life on one of the side topics. They click that on, they'll see pictures. And information.
Did you receive information in one of your quiet times on how to design the pendant?
Well, yeah, interestingly enough, it came as I'm sitting thinking about pyramids. And I'm thinking, pyramids generate this energy. I know this because I built all kinds of pyramids of all different kinds of material. And I found something intriguing about a pyramid that I got, and it took other people a long time to understand that it has nothing to do with the material you're using. It has everything to do with the shape that you place, you create to make the pyramid. The energy comes not from the material, which is against normal physics. Normal physics says matter generates energy. But in this case, the shape itself generates the energy, and if you don't have the shape correct, it doesn't work. If you do have it correct, it doesn't matter what the material is. It works. And I'm thinking about this and thinking, well, this is really intriguing. Shape generates form. Well, that's the essence, basically, of sacred geometry, that shape itself generates a certain energy. Well, now I'm looking at that, and I'm thinking about pyramids, and as I'm doing this, I see a vision where I'm floating on top of a pyramid. As I cross over the top of the pyramid, I see that it's a box, an even-shaped box with an X on it, which represent the four sides. And out of each of the five points from the four corners and right in the center, I saw a crystal grow. And from the center of that crystal, suddenly I saw a line of light going from the center over to one of the sides and back to a second side, back to the middle, and then walked all the way around, connecting all four of those triangles together. And the minute the last line came back to the center, there was a burst of light that came out of this picture.
Wow.
And I thought, well, that sounds pretty straightforward. So why don't I try to duplicate it? And I got five crystals, and I placed them in a geometric form, a square with one in the middle, which when you look down at it and you had lines connected, it would be a box with an X in it. And then I visualized with the crystal in my hand, drawing a line of light from the center over to one of the corners and then over to the second corner and back to the center. And then I did the same thing, duplicated it three more times till I had connected them together. And I felt this whoosh of energy that came out of this construct. And I could feel it like a little toaster, like heat coming out of it. And I got out my trusty little dowsing rod, and I could douse an energy field over 50 feet in every direction. Now, it wasn't there before. Yeah, and I broke those stones down and just placed them in a random shape with the same general geometry, but not even, uneven, and tried to activate it, and it didn't work. But once I put it together geometrically and activated it, I had this energy field. And now I started with that. I started to experiment and douse it. Began to measure the energy that came out of it. I began to test the fact that I could charge other objects with this energy, and I could measure the energy from that, like, you know, a potted plant, for instance, placed on top of the grid, and within a couple of minutes, douse the energy field, first before I put it on and then afterwards, to see what kind of change took place. And I did this with water, and I did this with all kinds of materials, and then I began to experiment with other geometries. And what I finally came up to was that the most practical geometry for human beings, in fact, all biological beings, was the hexagram. And that's the hexagon, I should say, which is a six-sided pyramid, which would give you a total of seven stones. That's the real fast version. Then I could get into all the experience I did finding out how programming, how to do programming and the different programs I put in using mantras and prayers and chants and thoughts and visualizations. It was not a simple process, but it was so much fun, I never noticed the time it took to do it.
So that included choosing what stones went where.
That's correct. Because each of the stones has two properties. One is the color, the other is the geometry. The color itself is a vibration that does any change you want to do. The geometry of it determines how the energy will be traveled or will be passed on to something else. There's a difference, for instance, between a quartz crystal, for instance, and a carbon crystal. Carbon crystal is a octahedron. That is to say, it's a double-sided, four-sided pyramid. Two pyramids, four-sided pyramids, end on end, stuck up against each other. The hexagon is like a quartz crystal point. It has six corners or six sides and a point in the center. So the geometry of that is a hexagon. Those are different. The geometries are different, and therefore, since geometry is, remember we said geometry is the graphics of energy. Mm-hmm. If the graphics are different, the energy is different.
So that means that certain shapes will be better for healing than others?
Correct. And the one I found to be the best is the hexagon. The good old simple quartz crystals, probably the best healing tool you. Well, I will admit, there is one that I would say is a better healing tool than a quartz crystal. And that's a pure emerald crystal about 4 inches long and about an inch in diameter, pure Kelly Green. However, it would cost you about $500,000 to get it, so maybe it's not the best choice.
No, I don't think so. I would be afraid that I would lose it.
Well, there's your point. But having said that, still the emerald is fantastic for healing. The color especially, because green is the green of balance and harmony, and that's the essence of all healing.
So
can
if you
use
were to
any?
Can you use
one
any
other time, ladies? If you give me my, if I get a second phone, I can put it to my other ear, and I can talk to both of you.
Oh, we have this problem all the time because we can't see each other. Are there any other green stones that are good healers?
Well, the truth is, when I'm working with healing energy or activating with grid stones, for instance, I don't use an emerald because it's too expensive. But any green stone will work, and I find that aventurine, for instance, is an excellent green stone. Jade is good. There are several different green stones. Even serpentine is okay if you get the right colors of it. What you really want to look for is a solid green with good intensity of color. And if it should be of an electronic family, Quartz, of course, is an electronic stone family.
And I saw on your website you talk about animal healing.
Mm-hmm.
So you must use this system with animals. I mean, you can use your...
Yeah, if you can use all emeralds in making a grid, for instance. Mm-hmm. Of course, they're going to be small, and no matter what anybody says, emeralds are not cheap, no matter how small they are. They're going to be several dollars no matter which way you go. But once you put it together, an all-green energy field is very powerful. And it really works more to put you in balance on all levels, not just on the physical level, but on the emotional level as well.
So if you
it's just an expensive way to go, that's all. And you can use a plain quartz crystal for all seven stones, one in the middle, six on the outside, and you can program the stone to do what you want, to do the same thing that the emerald will do, and it will work.
How do you program it like that?
Well,
let me just ask you, do you need the emerald?
That I'd be happy to teach you how to do that.
No, let me just ask you, do you need the emerald stone in order to program it, or can you program it without?
You can program it with your mind if you can duplicate either the vision or the vibratory feeling of an emerald. And you have to give something to the quartz crystal so it'll know what it is you want to duplicate. Quartz can duplicate anything. That's why it's used in computers everywhere.
Yeah.
So you could have one emerald and use that to program all your other crystals.
That's correct.
So in your classes, do you teach people how to program stones or crystals?
In the classes, bear in mind my system itself has 12 levels for professional therapy training, much like a massage person does. But the 12 levels are actually 12 different days of teaching, and level 7 and 8 are the ones that are the grid systems. So there's a progression of times. I teach you how to do basic energy healing first before I get you into the more exotic areas of energy grid systems. So one through six are basic to advanced energy healing systems. 7 and 8 is energy grids. 9 and 10 is emotions, where I teach you how to get rid of any negative emotion you want to get rid of, period, permanently, even though you've had it for all your life. 11 and 12 is power of prayer and spirit and psychic attack and defense.
So do you have any upcoming classes?
Well, you want to come to Mexico? Yes. Now, actually, I am looking at teaching a class in Fair Oaks, California in March. The numbers haven't been finalized yet, but I will have those pretty quick, and I'll have them up on my website. Or anybody can email me. Let me give you my email. It's real simple.
Okay.
My name, Dael Walker, @AOL.com.
So the class you're going to be teaching in Fairfield, is that the basic class?
It will be the basic class, yes. That's actually Fair Oaks rather than Fairfield.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fair Oaks.
Well,
okay.
Yeah, it's by Sacramento.
Yeah, that's close to me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where are you?
Granite Bay, which
where
is
again?
Granite Bay. It's near Folsom.
Oh, yeah. I know where that is.
Yeah. So we have a lot of granite rock around here. I don't know if granite has any healing.
By the way, if you know Fair Oaks, and I think you do, there's a crystal shop down there that's where I'll be teaching.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll look out on your website to...
As soon as I get all my stuff together, I'm just about 2 weeks back from a long tour, almost 6 week tour in the UK, and it's just incredible how much stuff piles up around here when I'm gone. I'm just now getting all the things straightened out, just in time to the day after Thanksgiving I leave to go to Mexico. So But in between that time, between now and when Thanksgiving, I hope to have the changes on my website, and we'll have all the numbers and the dates all finalized. Later, I would like very much to teach the long week-long course. We had to cancel it because of problems with the place that we were renting. But it's been moved forward into March again, and I will have that information on the website as well. For those who'd like to come and just do the whole week-long thing, the whole 12 levels at once rather than wait for years.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Now,
well, it is. In today's world, it's a good idea.
Where in Mexico do you teach, and do people from all over the world come to that class?
Strangely enough, they do. Probably the farthest one I've had so far was a lady who came all the way from Switzerland. She had a friend who lives in Mexico and told her about the class, and she got excited and came all the way. And just this last year, we had a lady from Peru who, in fact, stayed long enough to complete the full course, and is going to be very soon will be the first crystallotherapy instructor. Crystalloterapia in Peru.
Oh, crystal therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering if that was our friend.
Oh.
Yeah, so, yep, I have people who come from different places. It just depends on how good your freaking flyer miles are, that's all.
Yeah. If you're into Fair Oaks then for a week, then we should be able to get the whole class there, right?
Well, except that I think we're going to start with either a 1 or 2 day class. This is a new thing for this lady to produce me to come in, and so she wants to start slow and see what the response is to people. Of course, I don't have a problem because they come to the class, they're going to get dazzled by it, and they want the whole thing because it works so well. Not to mention the fact that I'm a great teacher, but it's really the material.
Do you have a separate class for animal healing, or can you just heal animals after you've taken the basic class?
You can do that. Actually, the pro on this for healing is my wife. She's a natural healer that is fantastic with animals. And I have not talked her yet into giving a class on animal healing, but maybe I can talk her into it.
Tell her. That would be wonderful. Yeah.
I think that there's a real need for such a thing. We do know that, for instance, some of the things that we do, the energy techniques we use for people work excellent for animals. And the Wheel of Life, when it's worn around the collar, has really good results, especially in older dogs who are having hip displacement problems. Seems to really make it easier on them.
Now you can see a dog wearing rubies on its collar.
Yeah, well, it hasn't happened yet, but I'm putting it out there. I haven't had an owner yet who bought a gold one for their animal, but they buy there are three sizes of the silver, and they buy the smallest one, and they put it on their collar. And, you know, when I first did this for one lady, I didn't have any idea of thinking about putting it on an animal, but she put it on her animal and got really excellent results. And she bought one for each of her other animals, and, you know, they're $150 each. And I'm saying to her, I said, Pat, my goodness, you know, that's a lot of money. She says, are you kidding? Do you have any idea what it costs to go to a veterinarian? And she was taking her animals like once every other week, or every other month, rather, and it was costing her thousands of dollars a year to do her animals. Now, every one of them, they only go to six-month vet checks, and they're always in good condition. So she says, I'm actually saving money.
So your pendants come in different sizes. Do the small ones work as well as the larger ones?
A little less in intensity. This is one of the reasons why the baby one, the smallest, which is about the size of a 5-cent piece, a nickel, it's better for children and animals because they have a smaller body and a more pure body. They don't need as much energy to achieve the same effect. So having a smaller energy is more appropriate for them. The medium size is about the size of a quarter. The largest size is just a little bit under the size of a half dollar. And as you go up in size, you increase in energy. But the medium and the large, for practical purposes, either one will work, although I'm of the opinion I always like more energy. I usually go for the large. We have three different sizes, in the gold, small, medium, and large, and that ends up being 14, 18, and 22 carat.
Wow. I remember seeing them at the class that I took with you. And not only, yes, I was going to say, not only do they work well, but they are beautiful.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, the lady that bought that first little wheel for her dog, she's a one-of-a-kind designer, clothes designer, for celebrities, stars, and different types of entertainment business. And she said to me one day that the gold wheel, she said, it is the one accessory, piece of jewelry that she has, the only one, that goes with every single thing she owns. She says, it is the most universal, that I guess that circular shape is what does it, but it's the most universal design, and the color combinations of the gold, the silver, and the rubies just makes it absolutely perfect with any outfit.
Now, do you have any stories about healing that just blew you away? I mean, it was like, whoa, you know.
I'll give you a couple because I got too many of them to. If you got another couple of hours, you know, we can go into just stories. But let me give you a couple. For instance, I was in Sydney, Australia, and I had a lady come. I do private sessions with people when I'm away. And this lady came to me, and she didn't tell me what her problem was. She said, just go ahead and do a healing on me anyway. And I usually ask if it's some specific area you want me to work on, although it doesn't matter since I do the whole body anyway. And so I worked on her, and I noticed that there was a really heavy blockage in the chest area. And I thought, maybe this lady is a smoker, you know. It looks really bad. So I worked extra hard to clear all that out. When I'm working with somebody, as you know from the class itself, when you first start working on somebody, the wheel is in your left hand, the crystal is on the right. And when you start working, the crystal gets very cold because it's connecting to the negative blockage that we're going to try to remove so we can do the healing. And the crystal for her got ice cold. It was just like somebody put it in a refrigerator. It was just so cold, it almost hurt my hand. And normally within about 5 to 10 minutes, that crystal gets warm. As the blockage is dissolved, then it starts to warm up, and when it gets a nice warm temperature, stays that way for some time while the energy is charging up the cells of the body. So I'm going along, and it's 10 minutes go by, and it's still ice cold. And I think, oh, that's unusual. You know, I've been doing this a long time, and I don't recall ever having done that before. And then went on again for another 5 minutes. Now we're into 15 minutes long, and it's still cold. 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And I'm thinking, this is incredible. I've never had to go this long. What's going on here? But at the same time, a little part of me says, I'm more stubborn than this damn crystal. I'm going to stay with it until it gets hot. 35 minutes down the line, it not only got hot, but her whole body got so hot, she was sweating all over. She went into a deep trance state. I knew it wasn't asleep. She went into a deep trance state, and since she was the last person I was working on that day, I left her on the treatment table to see what would happen. An hour later, she opened her eyes, and she looked at me, and she says, I don't feel the numbness or the pain or the nausea anymore. It's gone. And then I looked at her, and she says, I'm under chemo and radio treatment for breast cancer.
Oh, wow.
And I thought, wow, I didn't know that. Didn't really matter because I would have treated her anyway the same way. But it's always good to know if there's a particular area they want me to work a little longer on, I'll work longer on that area, even beyond where I figure I don't need to. I'll give a little extra charge to it. So as it turned out, that night she slept through for the first time since she started treatment, slept all the way through the night with no problems, came back the next day for an additional treatment, which I gave her, and she went on her way. I gave her my name and my address and asked her to keep in touch with me, but she never did. Too bad, because I thought that was a very interesting experience. Okay, one more.
Okay.
I took a group of students to Hawaii to do a retreat. I figured that way I get a paid vacation. And when I came up in there, one of the ladies came up to me right before the class began. She says, I've just been diagnosed with cancer, and I have to go in the hospital as soon as I get back. Can you work on me? And I said, sure, we'll just make it a class project. And so we began working on it right the first day, even as it started. I set them up in a process we call a four square. You might remember four people, one on the head, one on the feet, and one on each side.
Right.
And which is a major healing technique that balances all the energy systems at the same time. I started working on it with that, and I began to do something which I haven't done before. I began to do a thing called etheric healing, where I actually reached inside her energy field and felt something negative and pulled it out. We did this for 6 days for the full retreat. At the end of that time, she went back home. I got a call from her sister that said she went into the hospital. They did another checkup scan to find out if the problem was still there, and there was no sign of cancer anywhere in her body. So I said to the sister, wow, can you get me the medical records of that so I can put this down on my website? I'd like everybody in the world to know this. Sorry, the doctor won't give it to us. I said, but you, those medical records belong to you. You have the right to have them. You can demand them. They have to give them to you. The doctor will not give them to us. You can take it to the medical board and report them for it and get them fined for it. They have to give you the record because they belong to you. I never heard from them again.
Wow.
So here's the problem, people. If you have the best energy system in the world, it doesn't do any good if somebody won't give you the chance to show it to people and prove it.
Now, after taking the class from you, can someone work on themselves? I mean, can they?
Yes. Where you can reach with your two hands, yes. And there are methods using the technique with what we have called a mandala, the crystal mandala. You can also work on yourself in what we call a distant healing on yourself, working directly on the etheric body, broadcasting energy from this device directly to yourself, so that it can work on you 24 hours a day.
So do you need the mandala on your body at all times to do this?
No, as a matter of fact, you don't put it on your body at all. What you do is you take a photograph of the individual, you put it on the mandala. The mandala is like a printed energy grid system without the stones. It does exactly the same thing. It has the ability to broadcast energy to anybody through a photograph.
So if you have the pendant on you, does that help?
Yes, it definitely helps. Well, you can think it out. Now, if you have an environment around you that constantly, both physically and energetically, are constantly stressing you, that's a negative energy. You have an object that creates a positive energy charge, it's going to help you, no matter if it doesn't totally eliminate the problem. It's going to help you because it's like I have something that's constantly taking my strength away and I want to eat, but I can only eat just a little bit because that's all I have available. But if I had more available, I could get more energy. Hmm. So if you wear a wheel, you can actually create more positive energy to help your immune system. You still need the healing results because you're behind.
Now, Dale, have you had any progress in anyone who having a degenerative hip or knee problems at all or anything working with this?
We have, and at the same time, we're talking about long-term regeneration. I don't have enough backup material to do that. I don't have like a clinic where I have people I can chart and work on every day for, say, 3 or 4 months. The regular doctors can do this, and I can't. When in fact, I travel around quite a bit teaching other people how to do things. And when I tell somebody, if you have a knee that's been causing you some serious problems, if you work on that knee every day for 4 times a day, for for half an hour each day, you have a real good probability that you will cause some regeneration of that knee. Now, how do I know that's true? Well, we showed that definitely on a dog. There was a friend of mine who is a veterinarian, Dr. Gloria Dodd, and her dog had degenerative mitral valve. That's a valve of the heart. You could hear the murmurs of it, which is a sign of it, and she had already done the sonograms and all the whole thing to show that it was degenerating. She wanted to know, could it help it? So we started working on her dog, and she worked on her dog every single day for a month. At the end of a month's time, there was no more mitral valve murmur. It was gone.
So
the only way that could have happened is it regenerated the valve. Is it possible? The answer is, I believe it's possible. I don't know it's possible because I don't have all the laboratory effects or the results that come of it. But from my experience, I believe it's possible to regenerate tissue. Yes.
So now, is that dependent on the dog, or is that something to help, or did they just absolutely put maybe the mandala on that area of the dog, or a picture?
Well,
of
I will admit there was a three pronged effect. Number one, that she did have a small pendant around her collar all the time. She did do direct work, putting her hand on the heart area and doing direct healing for it for a half an hour. She would hold it in place for a half an hour. This is possible, by the way, with dogs. It's damn near impossible with cats.
Now, we're coming to the end of our show. And let's...
Wow.
Yeah, I know. The hour went by fast. We would like to give out your website.
But I just got started.
Oh, you're so great. We really appreciate
it. It's a pleasure, believe me.
Well, let's give out your website one more time for the listeners.
All right.
And also, I want to let everybody know, Dale wrote an article for our website. So go to our website and read his article, which is Taz, T-A-Z-Z, and polishow.com. And Dale, you want to give out your website?
www, of course, crystalawareness.com.
Well, it's been great having you with us today, and I'm sure that our listeners they've been able to learn and will become more interested in crystal healing.
Well, it's a real pleasure once again, and golly, it's been a long time, Paula.
I know. I have to go and take a refresher.
Yeah.
That would be fun.
Yes,
absolutely.
You keep in touch with me because as soon as I've got everything firmed down on this thing in Fair Oaks, I will pass word on to you, and at the same time, I'll put it on my website.
Oh, great! Yeah. I will. I'll keep checking on your website for that. Thank you so much, and have a great trip to Mexico.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you, and bye bye, everybody.
And goodbye.
Bye.